John wrote this letter nearly 60 years after Jesus died. He was a very elderly man, and the only one of Jesus' closest followers left alive. He was the last living link to the time when Jesus walked the earth as a man. The church had grown over the years, and John had watched as the light of Jesus continued to drive out the darkness of sin and death. But there were those who had begun to listen to wrong teachings and were confused about exactly who Jesus was. So John wrote to them to remind them of the reality of Jesus' life. He declares strongly that Jesus is the Son of God, and anyone who does not believe makes God a liar. John also speaks in beautiful, heartfelt words about God's deep love for us. He reminds us that if we love God, we must love one another, and he tells us what that love looks like. You can almost hear the wisdom and peace in John's voice as he teaches the believers about true faith and real love.
The First Letter of John.
We write you now about something that has always existed. We have heard, we have seen with our own eyes, we have watched, and we have touched with our hands. We write to you about the word that gives life. He who gives life was shown to us. We saw him, and we can give proof about it. And now we tell you that he has life that continues forever. The one who gives this life was with God the Father. God showed him to us. Now we tell you what we have seen and heard because we want you to have fellowship with us. The fellowship we share together is with God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to you so that we may be full of joy. Here is the message we have heard from God and now tell to you. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. So if we say that we have fellowship with God, but we continue living in darkness, then we are liars. We do not follow the truth. God is in the light. We should live in the light too. If we live in the light, we share fellowship with each other. And when we live in the light, the blood of the death of Jesus, God's Son, is making us clean from every sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He will forgive our sins. We can trust God. He does what is right. He will make us clean from all the wrongs we have done. If we say that we have not sinned, then we make God a liar. We do not accept God's true teaching. My dear children, I write this letter to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have Jesus Christ to help us. He is the righteous one. He defends us before God the Father. Jesus died in our place to take away our sins. And Jesus is the way that all people can have their sins taken away too. If we obey what God has told us to do, then we are sure that we truly know God. If someone says, "I know God," but does not obey God's commands, then he is a liar. The truth is not in him. But if someone obeys God's teaching, then God's love has truly arrived at its goal in him. This is how we know that we are following God. Whoever says that God lives in him must live as Jesus lived. My dear friends, I am not writing a new command to you. It is the same command you have had since the beginning. It is the teaching you have already heard. But I am writing a new command to you. This command is true. You can see its truth in Jesus and in yourselves. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Someone says, "I am in the light," but if he hates his brother, he is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him that will cause him to do wrong. But whoever hates his brother is in darkness. He lives in darkness and does not know where he is going. The darkness has made him blind. I write to you, dear children, because your sins are forgiven through Christ. I write to you, fathers, because you know the one who existed from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have defeated the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know the one who existed from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God lives in you, and you have defeated the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. These are the evil things in the world: wanting things to please our sinful selves, wanting the sinful things we see, being too proud of the things we have. But none of those things comes from the Father. All of them come from the world. The world is passing away, and everything that people want in the world is passing away. But the person who does what God wants lives forever. My dear children, the end is near. You have heard that the enemy of Christ is coming. And now, many enemies of Christ are already here, so we know that the end is near. Those enemies of Christ were in our group, but they left us. They did not really belong with us. If they were really part of our group, then they would have stayed with us. But they left. This shows that none of them really belonged with us. You have the gift that the Holy One gave you, so you all know the truth. Why do I write to you? Do I write because you do not know the truth? No. I write this letter because you do know the truth, and you know that no lie comes from the truth. So who is the liar? It is the person who says Jesus is not the Christ. A person who says Jesus is not the Christ is the enemy of Christ. He does not believe in the Father or in his Son. If anyone does not believe in the Son, he does not have the Father. But whoever accepts the Son has the Father too. Be sure that you continue to follow the teaching that you heard from the beginning. If you continue in that teaching, you will stay in the Son and in the Father. And this is what the Son promised to us: life forever. I am writing this letter about those people who are trying to lead you the wrong way. Christ gave you a special gift. You still have this gift in you, so you do not need any other teacher. The gift he gave you teaches you about everything. This gift is true, not false. So continue to live in Christ, as his gift taught you. Yes, my dear children, live in him. If we do this, we can be without fear on the day when Christ comes back. We will not need to hide and be ashamed when he comes. You know that Christ is righteous, so you know that all who do what is right are God's children.